Gary, you've already spoken to your players about just getting their heads right for Wednesday night, but first of all, congratulations on the 46-game season. You always said you'd have a look and see where the side would finish at the end of that. Are you pleased with the result?
You can only judge yourself when the final whistle's gone of the league campaign, and the players and the staff have been magnificent throughout. And you know, we are where we are. You finish where you deserve to finish, and that's what we've done. And everybody to a man, including the fans, have played their part. And it was nice today in front of our home fans to finish it that way. I have had a conversation with the players. We have achieved a small achievement. We've got two massive games coming up against a very, very good side. Who knows? Let's wait and see after the second game where we end up.
To what extent, Gary, will you look at the previous two performances against Tranmere, where Aldershot have won one and drawn the other? Will you use that as part of your preparation in terms of the confidence they should take from that, or will you say that's history?
A bit of both, really. We've done that. We've played them. We've gone toe-to-toe with them in both of the games. They're a very good side. They're a big club at this level. But that accounts for nothing when you go onto the field to play. You know what's happened in them two games. It'll be what happens on the night here and on the day up at their place. So two games that we're going to really look forward to. Expectation, you know, from the other three clubs that are in it, you know, Tranmere, Dagenham and Forest Green, you know, expectation for them three clubs, you know, they're looking to gain promotion, and with budgets, etc., that go along with it, you know, there may be a little bit more expectation on them. But we're just going to go and enjoy ourselves and try and play the football that we've played during the course of the season. And, you know, what we've done this year, we've been able to get the amount of points that we've got, play in a certain way.
Well, you're an experienced manager, and you mentioned yourself last week, you know, this isn't pressure, not winning, trying to win games of football. There's other more important things in life. But I must say you've done extremely well to keep the players thinking along those lines as well. And how key has that been, that they've continued to play with the freedom and the belief and expressing themselves right through the business end of the season, when some of the teams that you've been up against have all actually lost their way a little bit in those final weeks?
Well, it's a young group. Young players play with without any fear, which is a pleasing thing from a management point of view. But look, we allow the players to express themselves and go out there and enjoy their football. You can't play the game the way we want to play it if you're uptight and tense and nervous. What's there to be nervous about? It's a football match. There's far more important things in this world we need to be worrying about. It's a football game at the end of the day, and players have to go out and express themselves. It's an entertainment. We have to entertain the supporters. They pay good money. They want to be entertained. And I believe this group of players have done that during the course of the season. And that ain't going to change in these next two playoff games.